Okay, we're going to pray, and then I'm going to start here. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning. Thank you for another beautiful day and for allowing us to come here that we can worship you, Lord, and just be with me as I share with the children, help them to understand what I share, Lord, and that they can learn more of you, and just bless Paul as he shares also and give him peace. Just bless the remainder of this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I'm going to share a little bit on how we shouldn't worry because God takes care of us. And there's a couple verses in Matthew 6, verses 25 and 26. This is what they say. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So Jesus here, he's saying that we shouldn't worry about anything in our life because he takes care of us. And then he says, behold the birds. If you look at the birds, they don't plant gardens. And they don't go out in the garden and pick vegetables. And they don't gather food like that. But Jesus takes care of them. And then he says, are you not much better than they? We're way better than the birds. He likes us way more. So he's going to take care of us way more than he does the birds because he cares about us more. Out of all the things that God created in the world, and all the pretty flowers and the birds and the trees and the animals, he likes us the best. We're the best creation that he made. So he cares about us the most. So there's a couple animals that I'm going to talk about. Just how they live and how God has created them in a way that he cares about them and how he protects them. So the first one I'm going to talk about is a bird here. I know maybe Judson knows this. It's a willow ptarmigan. It looks about like a chicken. It's a little bigger though. So they live up in the cold places in Alaska and Canada. So in the wintertime, this bird is really white. The only thing black on it is his beak and his eye, or his eyes. And so he can blend in with the snow really, really good because there's a lot of foxes and wolves that would love to eat it. So he can hide in the snow. But when summer comes and all the snow melts, isn't that bird going to stick out because he's bright white? But God created this bird special that he loses all those white feathers and he gives them these brown and tan speckled feathers. And he can blend in with the rocks and the dirt and the bushes. So he created it in a way that it changes colors so it can hide both in the wintertime and in the summertime. So he cares about that bird. And another thing, who all has seen a little baby fawn? I'm sure most of us have, right? You ever notice they have those spots on them? So when the fawn is laying in the woods, they lay real quiet. They don't move. And those spots help it to blend in. It kind of looks like sun shining on the floor in the woods. And another thing God created on this fawn is that it doesn't have hardly any smell. You know how you can smell a cow or you can smell a dog? But fawns hardly have any smell. So when there's a coyote or whatever lurking around, it can walk right past it and won't even smell it. Because those coyotes, they have really good nose, but they can hardly even smell it. So God protects it. He takes care of it. And the last thing I want to talk about, it's called a wood frog. We have those little frogs around here. They're about that long. God created these very special. More special than most frogs. Most frogs in the wintertime, when it gets cold, or starts to get cold, they'll go down in the bottom of a pond, dig in the mud. That way they don't freeze and die. But the wood frog, he only goes down under the leaves. And when it starts getting cold, this frog starts to freeze. He starts to get harder, and pretty soon he can't move, and it snows. And after a while, the frog is rock hard. And his heart's not beating anymore, he's not breathing. His eyes, they turn white because they're frozen. But God made this frog very special. He created something in this frog, I guess all our bodies have it, but it's called glucose. It's like a sugar in its blood. And it goes all over the body. And it keeps the very important things in his body from freezing, so they don't freeze solid. But if you look at the frog, you'd think it's dead, right? But inside, it's still there. It's not dead. And in the springtime, pretty soon his heart will start beating, his brain starts working, but he still might be sprawled out. But after he thaws, he's totally alive again. And they say they don't know what makes his heart start beating again, but I know what does, and that's God. He cares about that little frog so much that he takes care of it. He made it really special. I was going to bring a picture, but I didn't, but it just looks like a dead frog. It's black and it's laid out. But yeah, I think that's pretty special how God created it. But God likes us even more than all those unique animals and birds. And I think one way he cares for us, he gives us all moms and dads, that they take care of us and we need to obey them. Whatever they say to do, if it's according to God's will, that we need to be obedient and take advice from them. Because God gave them to take care of us. He cares about us in that way. And even sometimes we can, if we get scared, you know, a thunderstorm or something, it can be a little scary. We can pray to God to give us peace, and He cares about us. And He'll help us. Because there's a verse that says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And what that means is we can pray to Him, tell Him all the things that we're scared about. And He cares about us, and He'll take care of us. I have a couple stories I'm going to read. I have a Bible story and then just another story. So this story is about Elijah, how God cared for him. Not long after Solomon's death, the Israelites started to worship idols. Some said, Baal is the best god. Others said, no, Ashtoreth is the greater. Still others proclaimed that the temple of Molech was the place to worship. God hated this idolatry. He called Elijah, a man from the land of Gilead, to be a prophet who would speak God's word to Israel. Elijah worshipped and obeyed only the true God. The Lord was displeased with wicked Ahab, who was now the king of Israel. He said to Elijah, go tell Ahab that I will not send any more rain for several years. This made Ahab angry at Elijah. God sent Elijah to hide in the wilderness near a brook called Cherith. Each morning and evening, the Lord sent ravens to bring Elijah bread and meat. See that? He sent these birds to bring Elijah bread and meat to eat. Isn't that amazing? God was taking care of him. At first, Elijah had enough drinking water from the brook, but it soon dried up for lack of rain. All the land of Israel was stricken with famine. Then the Lord sent Elijah north to the city Zarephath. He said, I have commanded a widow there to take care of you. As Elijah arrived at the city gate, he saw a woman gathering sticks. First he asked for a drink of water, then for a piece of bread. The woman answered, as the Lord lives, I have no bread, but only a handful of meal, and a little oil. I am gathering 2 sticks to make a fire. I want to bake a cake for my son and me before we starve to death. So she only had a little bit of meal and oil to make one more little cake to eat, and then they were going to die because there was no rain, nothing was growing. But this is what God did. Elijah said, "Fear not, go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake, and afterward make one for yourself and your son. The Lord has promised that you will not run out of meal or oil until he sends rain again." The widow obeyed, believing Elijah's word. From that day on, the widow and her son had as much food as they needed. The Lord and his angels must have had a wonderful time as they kept filling those containers of meal and oil. So she had these 2 containers. One had oil and one had meal, and they never ran out. She would take every morning or every day, she would take some out, but it would never get empty because God cared about them. So those are 2 examples in there, and I have one other story about how God cared for some people. The story is called God's Power. "Tie your parka before you go out," Mama called as Nathan started to open the door. Nathan tied the hood of his heavy parka while Mama bundled Betsy in blankets and fastened her in the car seat. Then they all trudged through the snow to the car. The thermometer showed 10 degrees below zero, so the inside of their noses soon tingled from breathing the cold air. How good it was to jump into the car Daddy had warmed and waiting for them. Daddy fastened Betsy's car seat into place while Nathan and Mama buckled their car seat belts. Then Daddy backed the car out of the driveway and headed north. About once a month, Daddy needed to take the long 8-hour drive north to check on things at the mission in the bush country. This time, he had decided to take the whole family with him. Through the snowy north woods, they drove mile after mile. There was nothing to see except pine trees and snow. Once in a while, they came to a tiny town. They went through so quickly that it almost seemed as if there had been no town there at all. "We'll stop here for gas," Daddy said, as he pulled up to a gas pump at a little station in Goose Lake. "If anybody needs a restroom, now is the time to go. This is the last time before the bush country, and we have another 3 hours drive before we get to the mission." "It's getting colder, isn't it?" Mommy said, shivering as she and Nathan got back into the car after Daddy had paid for the gas. "Yes, it is," Daddy said. "The thermometer shows 20 below zero now, and it will get colder when it gets dark. I want to get there before night." "It's starting to snow now," Nathan said, after they had driven almost an hour on the lonely north road. "How far is it yet, Daddy?" "About another 2 hours," Daddy answered. Suddenly, the car sputtered and nearly choked off. "What's wrong?" Mama asked anxiously. "I don't know," Daddy admitted. We can't be out of gas because I just filled up." He slowed down and the car ran smoothly again. But as soon as he drove faster than 35, the car began sputtering again. "It's going to take a long time to get there if we can't go any faster than this," Mommy said in a worried voice. She did not say the rest of what she was thinking. What will we do if the car stops running? No one lives along this road, and probably no one else will drive through here for weeks. If the car stops, it's too far and too cold to walk for help, and there are wild animals in the woods. "Let's ask God to help us," Daddy said. He prayed as he drove, without closing his eyes, asking God to be with them to take care of them in the lonely woods. Then Mama and Nathan each took a turn praying. Slowly, Daddy drove on. Nothing changed. The only way the car would keep running was to drive very slowly. Darkness was falling fast, and they still had 50 miles to go. Time dragged as they drove slowly through the snowy, cold darkness. Finally, hours after bedtime, at last reached the mission. "Can you take a look at the car in the morning?" Daddy asked Dean Miller, who was the mission's mechanic. He told Dean how the car had been acting and how long it had taken to make the drive. "Look at this," Dean whistled the next morning. He pulled his head out from under the hood of the car and stood up. In his hand was a broken wire. "There is no way this car could have run," he exclaimed. "This wire was completely broken off." "But it did," Daddy said. "We drove 100 miles after the trouble started. You were running on God's power, because this car had none," Dean said, and shook his head in amazement. Tears came to Daddy's eyes. He knew they could have frozen to death if the car had stopped running. We asked God to take care of us, and he did," Daddy said simply. "So it was super cold. If the car would have completely stopped, yeah, they would have all died, because that's how cold it was. And yeah, when that guy checked, the wire was totally broken, and there's no way a car can run if that wire's broken. But it did, because God was taking care of them. He cared about them so much that he kept the car running for them. So if we ever find ourselves scared or, yeah, fearful of something, we can pray because God cares about us. So that is all I have for you this morning. You can go back to your seats.